From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams in for Steve Ryman. Steve will be back with you again tomorrow, and we're joined now by GFA World's Ton Cordato. Ton has been the head of broadcast and the media department at GFA World now for 22 plus years, almost 23. Ton, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Jim. It's always good to talk about what God's doing on the mission field.
And not only, I will say this, Ton, it's one of my favorite times of the year to talk about the Critter Campaign, because not only is it just an amazing way to provide some sustainable help for people, to raise some money, but I just have to say it's fun. I think it is something that you guys have designed that's really, really fun. So for our listeners who are new, would you tell us a little bit about the creative, productive events on the GFA calendar and your Animal Critter Christmas Critter Campaign?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It really started, you know, back around probably 2005, 2004. Interestingly enough, it was just some of us sitting around the boardroom table, and KP Yohannan mentioned that, you know, somebody had suggested that we, you know, provide animals to folks in tremendous need as a way to introduce Christ. And we just jumped off from there. We started a catalog. And from there, we realized, you know, we can do this on the radio. And so for now, I guess since about 2008, we've been offering this, what we call a Critter Campaign, because it is a very catchy name, on radio stations, giving listeners the opportunity to really participate in giving away really life-saving gifts throughout the areas that we work, primarily South Asia, but now also into Africa. We're into Rwanda. So it's really a blessing to be able to, during the Christmas season, to not just celebrate, but also celebrate by giving people, you know, life-saving gifts such as clean water, such as, animals, chickens, goats, cows, water buffaloes, sewing machines, just so many ways that we can pull people out of incredibly desperate poverty. But even more importantly than that is presenting them with the love of Jesus Christ and that saving grace that only Christ can offer. And to see that tangibly being communicated through these gifts, it's just amazing to see how God works.
And Ton, they can go to your website, and I want to make sure that people know you can go to your radio station website and
correct,
click on the banner, and that will lead you right to the Critter Campaign. And when you click on that, you will be taken to literally the catalog that Ton just mentioned. And through the Critter Campaign, families in Asia receive an animal or a useful gift like a mosquito net or a bicycle. How do you get those gifts out to people, Ton?
Well, this is, Jim, it's sort of amazing how we can purchase all of these items locally. I mean, everything we do, obviously GFA World, we are a local ministry. So we are the local church within these communities. And so everything is purchased locally, or, you know, the labor that's done for digging wells or building, biosand water filters, everything is done locally. Everything is communicated through the local church, and all the gifts are given through the local church as well. And it's a fairly large event. You know, people gather, there's celebration, there's the leadership within the community is invited, and it's just a way to really bless folks. And that's kind of how it happens, is the local pastor will identify folks in need, and we just start praying, and they start praying. They meet together as a congregation and start praying. And then through the giving of listeners, we're able to present these gifts to them, whether it's a sewing machine or whether it's just, like I say, food. During the COVID lockdown, we were able to provide food to hundreds of thousands of folks who otherwise had no source of food or clean water or healthy ways to live their lives, PPE kind of things, hand sanitizer, those kind of things. So it's really a way to impact the local community and lift really the local community out of desperate poverty and see people become, able to feed their children, able to send their children to school, it'll able to provide a modest living, and they always become a part of the local church, and God is glorified through all that.
And Todd, I think we should mention, as you mentioned, that you say GFA World, we are the local church. People may not understand, I'm going to use this word that's kind of used in the business world all the time, and that is infrastructure. You have mm-hmm. people serving at all kinds of, they are in service to the Lord at all levels. You have pastors, you have medical people, you have just community liaison. You have people just doing all kinds of things because they love Christ and they love people. That makes any giving, especially that Americans might do, that much more effective, because you can really do things very frugally and inexpensively. Is that true?
Yes, indeed. It's because we are the local church in that community. And, you know, it goes without saying, but I'll say it, that, you know, we work with anybody who is in need. It doesn't matter, Christian, non-Christian, doesn't matter. We identify those most needy within those communities. And by God's grace, we present the needs to the local leadership. And then those items are purchased and given away, all in the love of Jesus Christ. And so we're able to impact folks in such a way that, like I said, you know, a pair of chickens is $11. And then that pair of chickens will literally, especially for a widow with children, will save their lives. Now she can have eggs, she can have food for her children, but also they're able to sell the chicks. And, you know, I can tell you so many different stories where a family who really maybe earns $1.50 a day, maybe if they're local laborers, gets a pair of chickens, and within about, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, they now have a little small little chicken farm. And then from there, we've seen where they've sold that farm and maybe started a goat farm. And so it just grows and grows. And it's all about impacting the local community. And obviously, just like us here, when God changes our lives and blesses us spiritually and emotionally and through our family, all we want to do is talk about Jesus. So at the same time, they're, you know, either tailoring through a sewing machine or providing fruits and vegetables with a cart they were given, or, you know, selling their little chickens or a goat, whatever it may be, they're always talking about the love of Jesus Christ, how God has impacted their lives, how God has set them free. And it's just amazing to see. And it's really the most powerful thing we can do, obviously, is pray. And we encourage people all over the world to pray for these kind of things, to make the kind of impact that God is allowing us this Christmas and in past Christmases to make the kinds of differences that mean really salvation for so many folks, and life and liberty and security. We see where young women are less in danger for something as simple as a local toilet. You know, you can actually purchase a toilet, a double filtered toilet that we build locally, and that's within the community. And now, you know, some of the people, especially the younger women, don't have to walk as far to use the public restroom because there's one a lot closer to where they live. So now there's not the danger of the kind of things that obviously young women face in those kind of areas where they have to walk a long way. Same with clean water. We now, you know, have clean, fresh water within, you know, well within 100 yards or whatever of their home. It's usually within the property of the local church. And again, it's a way that everybody can have access to clean water. So there's no more dysentery, there's no more, you know, bugs in the kids' system. So the kids are always throwing up, they're always sick. That goes away. Always have diarrhea. We see that gone. And now kids are able to go to school, parents are able to work. It just transforms a community.
We are on the phone today with Tom Cortado. He is the head of broadcast media department for Gospel for Asia, GFA World. We have been involved with GFA World for a really long time. And of course, your founder, KP Yohanan, is a friend of many ministries around the world. And you have set up that infrastructure with churches and pastors and and people in service at different levels all over Asia and now in Africa. Ton, I'm so glad you mentioned water buffalo, and I'm really specifically now talking to Americans. We all could understand what a bulldozer is, but we might not understand the significance of a water buffalo, but they're kind of the same thing. Bulldozer, water buffalo.
You know, Jim, it's like giving a farmer a new tractor, you know. We've seen small families, sometimes larger families, in desperate need. Either they're not able to till the land, or they don't have a source of calcium or a source of food, or even a source of, cooking material. So when we give them a water buffalo, it literally does change their lives. The water buffalo provides, obviously, milk, provides, you know, dung for cooking fuel. It provides transportation. It allows them now to, you know, to really work in a smaller farm. So now they're able to grow vegetables, and they're able to sell the vegetables. So now they can make a small living. It really does impact them in ways that, yeah, you and I probably can't really think of necessarily. Some of us can maybe, but most of us don't realize just the impact that giving away a water buffalo does. And of course, most of the time, I've been over there and I've seen water buffaloes with their babies, you know, so now they're able to sell the water buffalo, or they're able to help others. It's also a means of transportation, you know, because now they have a cart, and they can tie the cart to the water buffalo. And now they have transportation where the whole family can travel further distances, especially if there's a need for them to work someplace else. So it really does make a huge difference. And I got to tell you, you know, we, again, purchase these locally. And just a real quick story, a little radio story. There's a radio station here in the Dallas area that one of the listeners called us up here in our office and said, hey, I want to purchase a water buffalo for the mission field. And we're like, great. He goes, but I want to name it after my wife. And we're like, well, you know, we really can't do that, but we'll definitely provide the water buffalo. But if you want to tell your wife that, you know, we named it after her, you probably can. But, you know, obviously we don't have a water buffalo identified yet. But it's just, you know, people have, I don't say fun necessarily with it, but they really do get involved. And, you know, one of the things we encourage folks to do is gather around, you know, the computer with their families, with their kids. And, you know, my kids always ask me, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm in my 60s. There's nothing I want anymore. Peace on earth, maybe necessarily. So, you know, they say, well, let's do this. We're going to buy, you know, a pair of chickens in your name, and we'll send you a Christmas card with that, because GFA gives out Christmas cards for people. They can order the Christmas cards off of the website, or they can download a PDF, and they can buy grandma, you know, a cow or some goats or a sewing machine for someone who desperately has a need in that, you know, to provide income for their family. And we let those people know by sending the Christmas card that on their behalf, a sewing machine was given to someone on the mission field. So it really is a fun way to impact the community. It's a way to bless others through gifts, knowing that, you know, I can give away something that might break next week, or, you know, we can give something that's gonna impact lives for eternity, and we're gonna see those people in heaven, and that's really what it's all about.
That really is amazing, Ton. I think you've shared with us in the past that groups of people sometimes get together and pool their funds, put together a donation for a Jesus well or a water buffalo. But at the same time, you can buy a pair of chickens or six chickens, or there's all kinds of levels that you can give.
There really is. Jim, one of the things we do is we make sure that the price points are across the board. So for $5, they can send a child to Vacation Bible School, you know, when that season comes. And it's amazing to see how many kids are impacted by that. And you're right, people could do a Jesus well. It's $1,400 on average to dig a Jesus well. And that thing is going to be maintained by the local church usually. And it gets a lot of use for sure. But or they can actually build a church for anywhere between $10,000 and $14,000. There's many ways people can get involved. And I love that idea, like, you know, either a college class or a Sunday school class, and the local church could pool their funds and get together and make that kind of commitment. And water buffalo is $460. They can do a cow. There's so many ways to bless folks. A bicycle, like you said. And, you know, something else that folks can do is every single gift, every single item in our catalog, they can give a reoccurring gift towards that item. So I could sign up, say, pair of chickens, $11. I could make a commitment of $11 every month. So there's a pair of chickens that are going to be purchased and given away to someone in need, you know, every month. And you can do the same with every single item that's on there, including obviously, you can also, you know, we still have the opportunity to sponsor a child every year in our catalog as well. So you're going to make that kind of incredible impact in a child's life that they're going to be able to attend our one of our child support centers, and we'll give them free medical care. We'll give them tutoring that allows them to go to school. So we can give them tutoring, and we feed them and watch over them and teach them what it means to love Jesus. And we teach them English, which is obviously the language of commerce. And best of all, you know, these youngins, they fall in love with Jesus Christ. And it's a way, obviously, to impact the whole family. It gets them off the streets. We have kids that would be begging otherwise, or, you know, unfortunately would be in the sex trade or something. It's really horrible. So we're able to impact those kind of communities for Christ. And now we're seeing kids graduate from those centers and going on to higher learning, becoming missionaries, becoming doctors, engineers. And it's really going to change the next generation for Jesus Christ.
I love it. Ton Cordato is the head of broadcast media department with GFA World. We're going to take a quick break, Ton, if you would bear with us, and we'll say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
You've been listening to a discussion with Jim Williams and Ton Cordato. Ton is the Broadcasting and Media Relations Director at GFA World. We're going to return to that conversation momentarily on ABQ Connect. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, thanks so much for those who came out to Calvary Church in Albuquerque yesterday and participated in volunteering to bless dozens of families during the Thanksgiving pickup party, where families received food items for their Thanksgiving meal, as well as other needs being met. And then we also mentioned that today is the final pickup day, or drop-off day, I should say, for Operation Christmas Child at Calvary Church. You can go to SamaritansPurse.org and find the items needed, the list of items, that is, before you go shopping today, and fill those gift boxes. If you don't have the gift boxes provided by Operation Christmas Child, remember at a store you can pick up a shoebox size plastic container with a lid and fill it with items as well. The final drop-off today is at 5 o'clock, although they ask if you could try to be there a little sooner than 5 o'clock. They really like to try to have things all packaged up and ready to go at 5 this afternoon at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast in the parking lot at Calvary Church. All right, with that being said, a reminder that the Christmas Critter Campaign is a big focus during the months of November and December at KLYT, and you can go to klyt.fm. At the top of the page, you'll see a GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign banner. If you click that, you'll find your way to the Christmas gift catalog, where you can select gifts for families in Asia and help to break the cycle of poverty. And the gifts, as we have mentioned, they certainly serve as a tangible expression of Jesus's love for those receiving the gifts. There's gifts of all different sizes and cost, so it makes it easy for almost anyone to go and give today. Go to klyt.fm and click on the Christmas Critter Campaign at the banner, that is, at the top of the page. Right now, let's continue to hear more of a time Jim Williams recently had to catch up with Ton Cordato, the Broadcasting and Media Relations Director at GFA World, on ABQ Connect. And before we do that, a reminder, there is a toll-free number where you can give your gifts to the Christmas Critter Campaign as well. Here's that toll-free number, 1-855-5-8-5-LIVE. 1-855-513-2127. That number again is 1-855-513-2127. More with Jim Williams and Ton Cortado on ABQ Connect.
We're back with Ton Cortado. He is the head of broadcast media department with GFA World. Ton, you're gracious to spend so much time with us. Earlier in our interview, you talked about families getting together, and you can go to your local radio station where you're hearing this broadcast, click on the Critter Campaign banner on their website, and it's going to take you right to an entire menu of all kinds of fun things. And I want to play off that idea that you talked about, Ton, getting families together, because this might be a tremendous opportunity to start teaching your children about giving and living generously.
It really is. You know, we get anecdotal stories all the time of parents who will, you know, make a comment on our website after they give, to where, you know, hey, we got our kids together and, you know, ask them what they wanted to do, knowing that their little gift of $11 or their gift of $5 or their gift of $30, whatever it may be, they're going to make a difference in the lives of children their age. You know, so if you got a child that's like between 5 and 10 or whatever, and you know, they're going to VBS, say, you know what, for $5, we can send a child just like you to Vacation Bible School, same around the same time that you're going. And, you know, because they have their little savings. And you're absolutely right, Jim. It teaches children really the value of giving. And, you know, it's also amazing that, you know, we also have the child sponsorship. I mentioned that, and, you know, they're able to communicate to that child. You know, we have our system in place. You know, the child will write a letter to them, and then they can write a letter back and draw pictures, you know, and that, those kind of things. And it's amazing to see that kind of impact. So, yeah, I tell you what, kids learn early, you know, the value of giving and knowing that they've made quite an impact, and they see that. We have videos tied to almost every item on the catalog, so they can watch videos of kids getting clean water and going to our Bridge of Hope centers and you know, learning what it means by going to VBS. We have all those kind of videos in place there to show people the impact that they're having. That, you know, when your kids give, they're having an immense impact on the lives of another family just like them. And we know for sure, it's guaranteed that, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to know each other. I'm convinced we're going to know each other.
Yes.
And obviously we're going to tap each other on the shoulder and say, hey, you know what, because you made that sacrifice, we heard about the love of Jesus Christ, we're here, and together let's toss our crowns before Christ, because he gets all the glory. It's his work. And we often remind ourselves, you know, that this is just it's an opportunity that God has given us to make an impact while it's still day. You know, Christ said, when darkness comes, night comes, you can't work. Well, now we can. Now we still can, and we want to make that difference. So we want to be able to say at the end of the day, we gave our all, and to look at Jesus Christ and, you know, hear him say, you know, well done, because you gave. You know, when you gave a little a drink of water to a child, you gave it to me. And to be able to impact you know, the lost world in that way, to know that I'm being, or a family listening is really being the feet and the hands and the eyes and the tears of Jesus Christ as they make that kind of impact. And we encourage them, yeah, you know, you give and you know that your gift's gonna make an impact, but pray for that family, even when they're getting together, pray for that family that they know is gonna receive that gift, that they're gonna be impacted, that they're gonna be able to now go to school and learn, you know, learn what it means to have respect for the community and grow up in the community and take care of the community. And that's really what we do. We instill you know, those kind of values in these kids. And I tell you what, their parents come to us and say, hey, you know what? I don't know what you're doing, but my child obeys. He says, hey, we're just teaching them about love. We're just loving them. That's all.
Amen.
It's amazing what God does.
Ton, what's the scope of the Critter Campaign? How many countries does it take place in now?
Yeah, right now we're primarily in the subcontinent of India, but we're making an impact in several of the other surrounding nations, you know, in Nepal and that, and, you know, we are moving into Africa. Like I said, we are in Rwanda. We have a church. We're you know, setting up some child centers, and we're actually building a hospital there. It's going to be one of the largest hospitals in that part of the subcontinent of Africa. It's our heart to really, really impact folks and bring healing, not just physically and emotionally, but obviously spiritually for eternity. And to be able to make that kind of impact is really huge. You know, we have medical teams that go out, and people can give to that as well. There's so many ways that people can make an impact, and knowing that, you know, during this time of year, our kids are, you know, they're in receive mode. At least when I was a kid, we were always in receive mode. And it's such a way to teach our kids to be in a giving mode and to know that they're going to make a difference. And I think it's incredible that God's given us this opportunity to make this kind of impact now.
Yes. Ton, we're appealing to Americans through this radio station and others to give a gift in celebration of Christmas, in celebration of the birth of Christ and the life of Christ and our dedication to him. But we also realize that most families in Asia and even some of the other countries like Africa do not really celebrate Christmas. But what is life like, if you would contrast for us, what Americans do on a typical morning, contrast that with a typical morning in an Asian village?
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, it depends on obviously where they're at, but you're right. If they're not part of the local church, if they're not within the kingdom of God, I can tell you first and foremost, there's a lot of hopelessness, you know, and life is kind of dreary. I've been over there many times, and you can definitely tell the difference. I mean, just you kind of can hear too, but not quite like you can, you know, in other parts of the world, obviously. But, you know, a mother will get up, or an older teenage girl will get up early in the morning, and they usually have to walk, you know, half a kilometer or so, or if not more, farther to get water. And we're talking about being able to carry just like 5 gallons of water on their heads, which is, I think, 40 pounds. And they have to do this once in the morning and probably once in the evening because they don't have access to clean water. And so most of the time, you know, that's the start of their day. Then they have to come back. And if their kids aren't sick, they try to do the best they can for them, try to get them in the local school. They may work. The husband may work. He may be a day laborer. He may try to get work, you know, with the economies the way it's been, especially with the COVID thing. It's been so, so hard for so many other folks. It was hard here, but you imagine where you can't even leave your home and get food. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we also did is we went door to door providing food and water to, you know, we gave people like 4 weeks of basic food so that they can make it through these rougher times. So that's constantly what they face. And usually, you know, if they live in a really, really poor area or one of the slums, I've been in some of those where, you know, the water is just flowing and it's obviously not clean. And then sometimes if it rains, it comes up to your knees and they have to deal with that. They got to keep their kids healthy as best they can. And so, you know, every day is a struggle. Every day is you know, how do I feed my family? How do I keep them safe? I could tell you some of the stories I heard when I was in some of those areas, and it's horrible. These kids, they face such hard times, you know, such hard times, and many times they're abandoned. And we want to reach them. We want to love on them, and we want to share with them how much Christ loves them and, you know, sacrifice for them. So when you know, they become a part of the church, they embrace the love of Christ, I tell you, there's a huge difference. Obviously, you know, things don't change in the way that some people think it does. It's just, they just have hope and they have joy. I tell you what, I've been in slums and people are just praising Jesus and they have the joy of the Lord and they have nothing, but they have the joy of the Lord. And that's all that matters. So it definitely makes a huge difference. And of course, if you're part of the church, then we do celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We do celebrate Easter. We do celebrate, you know, the church calendar and get people involved in all of that so that people are aware of what it means to be within the body of Christ, what it means to be loved by Jesus Christ, and then how we now pour that out, how we're used by God to demonstrate and to share his love. It makes a huge difference. And I think for most folks, I want to believe that, you know, we're seeing their lives change And it's our heart to share with as many folks as we can how much God loves them, how much he's come to set them free. And we want to change their Christmas. We really, by faith, that with that many more people celebrating Christmas because of what your listeners are doing, of how they're giving, how they're praying, how they're getting together on Christmas morning, they're getting together on Christmas Eve, whatever it may be, celebrating Jesus. And they're celebrating Jesus knowing that they're not just worshiping, but they're worshiping through their giving. They're worshiping through their prayers. They're worshiping through just being aware of the church, when what it's suffering through right now these days, and just making that kind of sacrifice and saying, you know, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord, what a blessing to be able to bless others. And that's our heart.
And this giving is so scalable. It just grows. It you already mentioned chickens have more chickens, and buffaloes have buffaloes, and goats have goats. And the sustainability of the model that you've created is just amazing. Remind us again how a critter can change someone's life. Give us a simple example. A goat seems to be an appropriate thing to talk about.
Yeah, a goat is, you know, goats provide milk, which you can, you know, make cheese out of, and so many other foods. And they also they have other goats. So when you have one goat, usually you have two, then you have three, then you have four, you have little tiny goats. And so people can sell them, people can earn a living. It's amazing how just a pair of goats will change a life. And I tell you, you know, people become sometimes entrepreneurs in such a way that the whole community is blessed and impacted just by somebody receiving a pair of goats. And now their kids can go to school. Now their kids can get medical care if that's needed. Now their kids can have a healthy diet instead of eating really dirt. I know stories of that, and I've kind of seen it with my own eyes. So that really makes a huge difference. To me, honestly, personally, goats are kind of weird looking, but I tell you what, they definitely make a difference. They definitely impact the lost. So there really is that, whether it's goats or chickens or cows or water buffaloes. Jim, I want to take a break here. I don't know how much time we have left. My Zoom call is telling me I don't have much time left.
Okay. So. Well, and Ton, I think we've covered the gamut. I so appreciate all the time that you spent with us, and we look forward to talking to you again as we get a little bit closer to Christmas. And it's just we enjoy working with you and serving with you and celebrating Jesus with you. GFA World, amazing ministry, gfa.org, for people that haven't ever taken a look at the website. And of course, I want to encourage everybody listening now on your radio station to go to your radio station website and click on the GFA World Critter Campaign banner, and that'll give you an opportunity to go in and look at this full catalog of gifts that you can give for Christmas. And Ton, you just don't do it at Christmas time. You actually have this available most of the year, right?
We pretty much do. They can go to our website, and it's pretty that capability to give, those options are always there all year. And I just wanted to mention as well that your radio station, every radio station has a dedicated phone number that is available 24/7. You call at 1 a.m. and someone's going to answer the phone representing GFA World, and they'll go ahead and you know, talk to you and take your gifts. So with another way that we know some people aren't quite, you know, trusting of digital, so we have the phone options as well. But yeah, and again, you know, it's people can give every month in every one of these areas to make that kind of difference.
Ton, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, my friend. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, God bless, Jim. Appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you.